Well, the consequences are in some ways predictable, and that is that it will, as Ambassador Prier said in Beijing a day or two ago, bleed into broader issues of U.S.-China relations. Heaven knows we've got lots of things we disagree about. Some of them are very strongly felt by both people in the political sector here and in China. Thus far, that has not happened, and I've been surprised and pleased at the rhetorical restraint shown certainly in the United States by people in political positions with the bully pulpit. And even in China, it could be worse than it is, but time is not on our side. If this is not managed maturely and quickly by both sides, and if the crew is not on its way home, I think very, very soon, there is the possibility that this disagreement will metastasize into something much larger.
With regards to a business fallout, what kind of firms, companies, will be most affected if this situation drags on?
Well, Michelle, it's too early to say, but a broad degradation, which we haven't yet seen, a broad degradation of the political relationship between the two countries is obviously not good for anybody's sense of security and predictability and stability. And that comes at a time when American companies are anticipating more stability and predictability thanks to China's entry into the WTO. So we have to hope that whether it's in telecommunications or financial services or in manufacturing, in all of these sectors where American companies are primed to advance into a more open Chinese market, that this doesn't put a bar across the railroad tracks.
And Mr. Kat, what kind of damper will this put on WTO negotiations?
Well, we hope none. When the United States accidentally destroyed China's embassy in Belgrade in the spring of 99, the negotiations that were about to resume between the two countries on WTO accession were iced, and they remained iced until September, when they resumed and led very quickly to final agreement between the two countries on WTO accession. There's no sign today, anyway, that the remaining negotiations that have been going on between the U.S. and China in a multilateral context to finally get the Chinese in are being put off or delayed. We expect progress in the second half of April back in Geneva. We'll know within a few days whether or not this has an effect on those negotiations, but so far, no sign of it.